This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yeah, that's right, it's Friday. Yeah, that's right. This is Sessions. That's right, I'm Adam. And I do have a band in studio, Final Confession. It's their third time here, so I don't know how final it is. They keep coming back. Final Confession, they have a brand new album coming out next week. They've released two singles off of it. We're going to be playing both of those, talking about the album, talking about the album release party going on. And we're just going to be having some good old fun. We're also going to be going Facebook Live so you can see their smiling faces. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we'll read them on the air, depending on the tastefulness of the joke. Sean and I were both, but in the meantime, we're going to be spinning some other tunes. Sean and I just happened to both be wearing Barrel Bones shirts, so I guess it just makes sense that we're going to play some Barrel Bones. Here's High Crimes on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app. We'll be right back.
I'm Joel.
I'm Josh.
From Approaching Autumn.
And you're listening to Sessions.
On Solid State Radio.
Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell.
Approaching Autumn, Laces Out, right there on Sessions. A song they debuted right here on my show. That's right. Bands do that every once in a while. Final Confession certainly has. So showing them some love, brought them back in here. They have a new album, new singles, new members, and a show all coming up. And they're just chomping to the bit to talk to you all about it. One band that was supposed to be on the bill that unfortunately had to bow out party, they weren't able to be out to the Pyramid Scheme on Friday, June 21st for the album release show for Final Confession's album, Balanced Between. Feel bad that they can't make it, so we're going to show them a little bit of love. Here's Party with Crave on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Picture wicked songs could be the speakers. Don't belong, but I don't need ya to haunt this side of the theater. Is it like that? When I bite back, do you like that? Craving disaster, like I'm craving you. Mona Lisa, all these ghosts wanna keep ya all night long, but they're deceiver. No one's home, what a keeper.
They aren't able to be at the Pyramid Scheme on next Friday, but that's okay. A lot of great bands. We're going to be talking about that. You know who's going to be there? Final Confession. Album release party. Balance Between. They're going to be releasing that album that day. Going to be playing a few tracks off of that record. We're going to be talking to the band. In fact, you're going to hear the band and see the band right now. We're doing an OG Final Confession tune right now. Here's Final Confession, The Cycle, on Sessions.
Fueled
Final Confession, The Cycle, right there on Sessions. They debuted that song right here on Sessions, and it's warm to my heart. It used to be my favorite Final Confession song until later on. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Final Confession in studio right now. Welcome back.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on in. Katie and Adam, you guys have been here before. You guys have... You've been here multiple times. So we've got Royce, we've got Mitch, and we've got Trevor. You can see their smiling faces on Facebook right now. welcome to the show. New album, new singles, new members, same old philosophy, same mission statement, melt your face. You guys have a new show coming up. What are you most excited for?
Melting more faces, probably.
Melting more faces.
I think that's up there.
I'm most excited for everyone to fully be able to experience the album front to back as we've created it, because we've poured a lot of ourselves into it for the last many, many years.
I've seen a lot of work in social media as far as what's gone on with the making of that record. It's been a long time coming. Some personality changes, personnel changes, I guess. But the two singles that you've released have been fantastic. We're going to be playing a couple of those. I do have to hit a commercial break because they make me do that every once in a while. But as soon as we get back, we're going to be playing one of the new tunes and give you guys a chance to talk about it. Okay?
Sound good? Right.
This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. Back after this.
Mark your calendars for the next Sessions concert series. Saturday, June 29th, get out to Cascade Lounge for three great bands that I play on Sessions who put on a fantastic stage show. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They'll be taking full advantage of the Cascade stage on June 29th, and the best part is, it's free. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus, all on one night. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present the Honky Tonk Angels, taking place June 8th through the 16th, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday performances at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock. Ticket prices are $25 for general admission and $22 for senior, student, and military. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Royce, nice shirt. And welcome back to the show. This is Sessions Final Confession in studio with us today. We are going Facebook Live. Some comments coming in. Cassie says, big love for these incredible musicians. Purple Heart. I don't know if that means you guys are veterans or whatever. Mosh Pit Recast. Interesting name. Hello, friends. And Heather says, hey, hey.
Hello.
I'll give those, that a like as well. New album, Balance Between, coming out on Friday. Congratulations in advance.
Thank you so much.
You guys have been working
on that
for a while.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last album.
Well, I mean, yeah, usually you're just...
About 4 years.
Four? Wow. Okay, so we're talking like COVID time.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. So big old party going on, Pyramid Scheme on Friday. If I can bring up the flyer, you guys are going to be releasing the album that day along with, as I bring it up because I'm so prepared, Walking Down Main, Into the Void, Some People's Kids. We're going to be also playing. Doors open at 7, music at 8, all ages, $10 admission, and it's going to be a good time. You guys are going to play the entire album?
That's the plan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many tracks?
7.
Was it 7? Yeah.
That's a good number. Yeah. A lot of times bands will like send me a CD or something like that with 15 tracks. It's like, you realize there's a lot of tracks nobody's ever going to hear, right?
You know, it's all about like a balance between.
Hey!
I mean, like you want to like have tracks that keep everyone's like engagement, but also like gives people enough to kind of chew into. So trying to figure out the balance there. We think it's a really tight album with a lot of dynamics, I think is a really important thing that kind of came back to us a lot was we want to explore different ranges that Final Confession can do, whether it be these like really like kind of evil crushing moments that are that kind of face melting stuff, and also, you know, beautiful soaring parts where you have that moment of reflection, contemplation, but it still has this air of, you know, grandioseness to it. So we just wanted to make sure it was, you know, tight, efficient, did what it came to do, and left you like really wanting more and to come back to it.
Well, I noticed that in the tunes that I've been playing, Ghost in Me and
Something Better,
is that you have those moments where just regression, but then you have that self-reflection moment, usually when Katie comes in. So it sounds like that's a common thread through the entire record.
Yeah, I'd say so, you know. Again, all about dynamics, all about taking those moments to, you know, explore the entire emotional and sonic range and just figure out, like, all right, well, how can we do that? Where does that fit in? And not just in vocals, but in each instrument, in each moment, you know, what does that look like? So
there are a lot of dynamics. And the two tunes that I've heard, there's a lot of work going on in there. Where did you guys record this at?
Radon Studio.
Shout out.
All right, talk about it. Where are they located?
They're in, what's the exact town? Is it in?
It's
Kigo Harbor.
Kigo Harbor, yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to our man, Mark.
Do you guys have fun in the studio? Because there are some bands out there that just really have a fun time, and then there's some bands that just they find it very constricting, stressful.
I mean, it can be stressful, but for
slide the mic over.
Microphone. No, to you.
You're talking. Sorry. What's happening? It can be stressful, but I will say, as in my experience, the most stressful part is guitars and tracking and editing guitars. And for this album, Adam tracked and edited all the guitars for us.
Only took a few hundred hours.
A few thousand hours. So he did the stressful work, and we just got to go in the studio and track vocals and have fun and create beautiful art. So it was wonderful.
So you guys pretty much recorded the songs yourself, right? You guys did it yourself?
But we had our man, our producer Mark, who is a absolute godsend. He was there really for, like, you know, so much of putting it all together, especially a lot of the production. Like,
sure.
It was great working with him just to be like, you know, this is the vibe that we're going for. Here's what we want to create. And then he was there to help with the sounds, with the tones, with the drums. And if you ever hear a moment in the album where you're like, how did they get it that massive and that huge? That's all him. Like, I think, what was the final, I don't know if you remember on top of it, but like the final tally for like vocal tracks, like how many layers we had? It's in the
probably
hundreds.
About 200.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
In one moment. And it's insane. So it's big shout out to him.
There's a lot going on. I guess my next question was going to be, when you're recording a song, and I ask this of a lot of people who record their own stuff or have pretty much almost total control over it, when do you know a song is finished? When do you just know when to walk away and say, it's done? There's no more. We're not putting a cowbell in there. We're not having this in here. We're not having that. I mean, how do you know when it's time to just walk away?
When you can't stand it anymore.
No.
That's a good question. Who should take that?
When
who
Mark
wants to
tells
that?
Us to stop.
When Mark is like, quit
it. It's really when Mark says stop.
That's a fair answer. You have to have that somebody who's not involved in the project to like say, okay, this could be better. You work on this. Let's try this. And then to say, just knock it off. The song's done. It's fini. It's, you know, it's out of the oven.
Yeah.
But we love working with Mark so much because the songs we went in there with and the songs we came out with are two completely different things. We, like, ripped them apart and put them back together, like, three different times. So it's
really
a very involved process.
Okay, so we're about to play Ghost and Me. How was the original version as opposed to what's the finished product?
Adam.
Oh, that's a secret.
That's going to be for the final confession box set. It's going to be like the unreleased thing.
Sell for $100.
Yeah. Limited edition, only 5 made.
And when they open it, it's all just like Adam staring at the camera.
And a bunch of spiders.
Let's talk more about Ghost and Me. I mean, here's a very unfair question that I shouldn't be asking artists, but I'm going to do it anyway. What is the song about? What does it mean to you guys? And everybody can have a shot at this.
Yeah, let's all take one. Take a shot at it.
I know for me, it was very much about resurrecting the passion within, you know, where you're coming from. I know me personally, I struggle with a lot of just like self-confidence issues. You know, I got bullied in school, stuff like that. So it's one of those things where you almost have imposter syndrome, just fighting those feelings of worthlessness, fighting those feelings of not feeling like you're enough. So there's actually that part of I've run enough, I've done enough, I've said enough, I've lied enough, kind of sitting there looking at yourself in the mirror and say, I need to be done with this sort of life and do something better with it. But you still have this past self, your child self, the passions you left behind, whether they were buried by self-doubt, buried by just neglect or whatever it may be in life, but it's the only way to resurrect it by going through it.
Awesome. Can anybody top that?
No. I think it's about a spooky ghost.
Adam, Mitch?
Oh, I've got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah, so it's definitely about, it definitely has a lot of aspects of struggles with mental health, not just about, you know, trying to be better and navigate life, but literal life and death struggle with mental health is a big part of it.
Well, I kind of took that from the music video because I watched that two or three times with my family until they're like, oh, we're going to watch it again. Okay, great, Adam. I was like, I'm kind of studying this because, I mean, you have this subject, he's digging a grave, and then he's having an argue with himself. Turns out he's digging his own grave. He's arguing with himself and kind of kicks him in. So I'm just trying to think of who is who in the music. I mean, I guess that's up for interpretation from the viewer, but I just kind of want to know what you guys thought about that. I like Trevor's answer, but it's kind of shedding the negative aspects that you think of yourself. But it also could be like, you know, shedding addiction. Could it be...
I think there's a lot for the individual to look at and take from that. Like, it is a very provocative image to see someone essentially dig their own grave and then be the person to push it in. And then, you know, he's getting buried. Is it him doing it himself? Who really knows? But I think that there's an absolute point there. Like, there's a struggle inside of all of us that I think is being, put in spotlight by a video like this to say things like, there's always parts of us and always things of us that we're trying to, whether it be, you know, battle them or whether they're good parts of us that we like. We're always trying to, you know, work through that and, again, figure out the balance. Hey, take a shot every time we say
that.
There
you go.
But, yeah, it's always about, you know, that's what it always means to me. Like, the ghost in me is the idea of what am I trying to do to push out of some previous place in my life? What am I trying to do to rectify with the person that I was, that I still kind of am? And how that's affecting me to this day. And, you know, I think that's, you know, what we really want to portray is that there's a battle there and you can fight it and that we can be actively doing that. So, yeah.
Here you go. Final confession. Ghost in me. Later on, go to YouTube, check out the video, and let us know what you think. Here's final confession. Here's Ghost in me on Saturday. Oh, hang on a second. I almost played the potty mouth version. Hang on a second.
We're on the radio.
Ooh, oh, that was a close one. Here's final confession. Ghost in me with the soap in the mouth mix right here on Saturday.
Soap in the mouth mix.
She calls me by my name. How could it be that I'm here to tell my team a story? Recompense and allegories. I've lost myself one too many times. Running down the hills in the backgrounds. I can't tell how far back it all goes. Lost in time, I see the ghost. But it's the only way to resurrect the ghost.
Final Confession, the clean version, that's right.
Yeah.
Right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Final Confession in studio with me right now. We were talking about the the music video before we started playing the tune. Making music videos, are they fun? Are they not fun? Talk me through it. Apparently, you guys got another one in the hopper.
They're amazing.
They're a lot of fun. They are. Here's the demystifying part about music videos. So much of it is just sitting around and waiting until you can actually get started. Like, there's a lot of
hurry up and wait.
Yeah, because like we really take time with the production. And the guy we've been doing these music videos through, Jeff, shout out, he's incredible. Really great eye for this type of stuff.
Jeff King,
Abstract Eclipse.
Oh, Jeff King.
He's amazing.
He's been here before.
He did the cycle.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's great eye.
Oh yeah.
And a great guitar player.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic.
So a lot of it is like, hey, we've got this really good idea that we want to do, and it's like, all right, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys come up with a storyboard, or you leave it up to him?
It's pretty collaborative, but I wouldn't say like,
yeah. It's a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looked cold. I mean, it was like fall time. It looked like you guys were cold during the Ghost of Me.
Yeah, it was kind of cold. Mm-hmm.
There was a shot that we didn't use, but it's of all of us in the grave getting buried, and when we laid down in there, you're like, oh, dirt can be cold. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm the only freezing. One that got dirt in my mouth. Of course, I'm the only one. Yeah. So I'm awkwardly like...
Which I'm pretty sure was no one's fault.
It came from Adam's shovel, that's all I'm saying.
So you have a new tune on its way. Sounds like it's going to be released on Friday when the record is unleashed. And you have a music video for that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole album is dropping on Friday, and we're releasing a music video for Empty Words, which we're super, super excited about.
What can you tell me without spoiling it? What can you tell me about this music video?
Someone else take this. Mitch or Adam, you haven't talked very much. Or Trevor.
Or anybody. All three of you at one time.
It's probably one of the most magnetic songs on the album, just because of how much emotional input it has, both with the instruments and the lyrics. But that doesn't discredit any of the other songs. It's just a very impactful song in the album. And then with the music video to come with it, it really does tell a definitive story all throughout, from start to finish. We're really proud of the input to go into the music video as well to tell this story. We really can't wait to share it. Hopefully you guys can pick up the story narrative and give feedback on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is very personal. Like, not getting into our personal stories, I mean, the song is about us as personal people, and it's also very relatable as just a human being. If you have a soul as a human being, you're going to be able to feel the lyrics of the song, you know? Like, it's about the human situation.
It seems like that's a common thread with your guys' music, is that mm-hmm. it's reaching out. Kind of, you're not alone. You kind of seem to be reaching out to people maybe who have issues in their own minds, in their own lives, and saying, you're not alone, we've got you. Is that a fair assessment, or am I way off?
No, you're not way off. Yeah, it's we just want people to feel seen, and I personally, I don't do this for money or glory, obviously. I do this because I want to do something meaningful, and I want to affect someone the way that I've been affected by art, you know? Mm-hmm. But what about you guys?
Yeah, I think you've absolutely nailed it. And the other part of that is like building community through music. I think that's why we do it, is because we love being able to play music and do the things that we've looked up to these people doing since we were kids.
Right.
But to also like build this group of people to come together into a show and really feel connected. Like, that's really what it's all about. I mean, shout out to the Michigan Concert Fam who keep coming to these things.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. It's these group of people who came together and became friends through the love of music, and then you get to meet them and other people that are there.
What is it called again?
Michigan Concert Fam. So I've got like a group of friends that are like 25 to 50 strong, and we've been meeting up at shows for 3-5 years now. Just literally did not know each other's names, just saw each other in the mosh pit, said, hey, how you doing?
Hey, good to see
and
you.
After about 3-4 times of knowing each other, I was like, hey, what's your socials? What's your phone number? I'll meet up. Like,
what's your social security?
Yeah, what's your social security? Let me impersonate you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, just bonding over the last 3 to 5 years, you know, we got a long, strong bond of people that honestly have been very supportive of not just me, but the band.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Trevor, let's talk about you for a second. I don't like to do the whole, hey, how'd you guys meet kind of thing, because that's a tired kind of question. I don't ask how you guys got the name or how you guys met, because every interview you've done, you probably get asked that, but you're the new guy. So let's talk about you. How'd you get involved with Final Confession? Because it's relatively new.
Yep. Actually, relatively new in all fronts. So I actually did not know any of these beautiful people before December. I was going to a concert with one of the friends from Michigan Concert Fam from Lansing area to Detroit. So about an hour's drive, and
sure,
last 10 minutes of the drive, he introduced me to Final Confession. get Parks like, hey, you should check them out. They're looking for a vocalist. And I just kind of deadpan stare. I was like, you wait 2 hours of a drive to tell me this? So I just kind of pondered on it, you know, early December at that time. But what was it? Christmas Eve, I just had a struck that said, you know, I should text them and see if they still need a vocalist.
You just hepped up on eggnog. You're like, fine.
I was literally just sitting there.
Adam's eggnog.
Literally sitting there at a dinner table going, yeah, whatever, I'll shoot for the stars. Yeah. And then, yeah, December 26th, they messaged me back, said, hey, yeah, here's the details if you're interested. Here's where we want to go to have you audition. Here's your two songs we want you to have audition to. Let us know what time you need, if you need anything else. And we know it's short notice because, what was it, December 31st, they messaged me on December 26th, December 31st, said, hey, if you want to come out here to this audition place. So I had 4 days to learn the cycle and Beyond the Veil. Not knowing who these people were, not hearing the music ever before, it was like December 10th was my first taste of hearing Final Confession. December 31st was my first time rehearsing Final Confession. And so
talk me through that first rehearsal, that audition. How were you feeling during the whole thing?
I was a nervous wreck. So I mean, we're at a storage facility at the time. So like I'm pulling up to the storage facility like this.
Is the place?
I'm like, am I getting ready to be mutilated? You know, this person in the refrigerator bag now. Like, so it was definitely
our black mass rituals
Adam
here.
Adam's just like Dexter with
the it's definitely
we will please Satan today.
Well, Katie came out with me at the gate, brought me back, and instantly getting in, Royce and I are both wearing Beartooth shirts, so.
Adam just pulled a knife on me. I don't want to derail from this really good moment, but.
You were wearing a what t-shirt?
So, as soon as I walked in the door, I'm wearing a t-shirt, and Royce is wearing a Beartooth t-shirt, so instantly that's kind of like, all right, so we got the same taste of music.
Okay.
But, you know, we didn't really waste too much time. They just kind of asked what my history was, what their history was, what they wanted me to do, plugged in the microphone, hit it off. And then we just had, like, what, 10, 15 minutes after that to go ahead and have a little personal one-on-one conversation to find out personalities. Come to find out that Royce and I are essentially just the same person, just in different flavors.
Sure.
Twins.
It was definitely, it went from being very anxiety-inducing from the beginning to, kicking myself a little bit for some mistakes I had. But they told me that we had a couple people we still want to audition, a couple people we're still reviewing. We'll let you know in a little bit.
So when you walked away, you were like, I nailed this. I got this.
I walked away kind of hanging my head. Like, all right, I gotta wait at least 48 hours. If I don't hear back within 3 days, I didn't get it. I think it was like on the fifth day. Like, hey, you available this day? I was
like, oh, my God, they want to call me back.
You're like 3 days, and they still like, nah, let's give them two more.
Let's just struggle along.
I was just kind of, I think it was like at that cusp. I was like, they probably picked someone else. Because like I said, they had a couple other people to review. So I was like, all right, nah, I shot my shot. At least I know what to work on. And then, yeah, what was it, January 3rd or January 4th? Like, hey, you got time for this date to call and, you know, talk about the next steps? Like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening.
All right, well, let's get a different perspective. So you leave the storage facility, and you unchain yourself, and you leave.
We allow him to leave.
The chloroform wore off, and you're like, okay, I can go now. What were the other four? What was your, when he left, what was the conversation? Can you tell us about the conversation?
It's so funny hearing him say that because, like, when he left, we had that moment of looking at each other like, so we got him, right? And, like, we had a great chance to, like, you know, audition a whole bunch of fantastic vocalists and meet them. We got to meet some really incredible people, which was fantastic. When Trevor came in and we heard the whole story about how he heard about us and, like, the time that he had, you know, there's a certain expectation, like, you're coming into a weird space, it's a storage unit, you're having in-ears with click tracks and all that to songs you have heard at the MP3s of, but, like, it's a totally different vibe.
Yes.
And this man came in here and just absolutely knocked it out of the park. He knew the words, he had the breath control, he had the excitement, he had the energy, he was moving around, and it was just like, oh, we can immediately, it's like, this guy could easily take the front stage for Final Confession. And then when you see him up there, it's like, yeah, this is what this guy does. Like, he runs the stage, he owns it, and it was just so clear from the moment. So it was like, yeah. That's why I say it's so funny to hear you say that, because I was pretty like, yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy. So, stage presence, you got it?
Yeah, I mean...
he's got it.
You can't tell him now.
He can't say it, but he's got it.
A lot of my stage presence is really just inspired by vocalists that I looked up to, you know, growing up. Anders Frieden, Caleb Shomo. Chris Roeder, all big vocalists here. Like, their energy, give energy. You go out there, you take the stage. It's not just singing, it's a performance. You're
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, you can't exactly get into a band like Final Confession and have an Aaron Lewis kind of just stand in front of the microphone kind,
exactly,
of,
like,
kind of thing. It'd be like, those, be like, you're gone.
We're here to connect with the fans, and like, you got to give the energy for that. So there's a lot of, hey, come closer to the stage. All right, now that you're closer, let's mosh. Yeah. Let's crowd surf.
You crowd surfed at your first show?
I did crowd surf at
your second show.
I moshed the first show, crowd surfed a second show.
So, I love asking these questions because it makes people squirm. I love making musicians squirm. And everybody gets a chance. Katie and Adam already know this one. A Spinal Tap question. Yeah. You remember this one. You guys can probably bow out of this one if you want to, because you've probably been asked this before.
Are we talking about Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap. You've seen the movie This is Spinal Tap, right? Tell me. You've never seen This is... No. All right, let me explain it. This is Spinal Tap was a documentary, like a rockumentary film about a fake band called Spinal Tap. Basically, during this tour, everything goes wrong. So when I say a Spinal Tap moment, something that goes wrong on stage and rehearsal or on touring or whatever, something, preferably something funny, yeah. Things that go just wrong.
Okay.
We actually do have one from Lansing. Opened up the show and instantly,
we start off the, Something Better was our first song, and we hit it good with a good energy. We end the song and Katie broke a string. We go into the cycle. We maybe, 30, 40 seconds into that one, she breaks a second string. She's championing it, throwing it, but it's like at that point, like.
Were you playing with razor blades?
Well, no. I don't know what happened. And I just changed them like a month ago. But I broke the A string. I'm like, oh, man. Like, but I can deal with it. I still have the low string. Let's be real. That's 90% of what I do.
Yeah.
And then that one broke. I'm like, I can't do it without the low string. So then I just like submitted to, and I was like, does anyone have a guitar that's six strings in tune and drop C? And then walking down Main was like, I do, which is crazy because who has a six string drop C guitar
walking
at a metal show this day?
Yeah, walking
down Main, baby.
Yeah, with the bands that you play with, it's like, oh, who doesn't? I mean, try to find one in open E, you're done.
I mean, most of them are in like G or they're seven strings.
I need a dad gad tuning stat.
Dad gad to the stage.
Anybody else?
Yeah, when I was playing a show many, many years ago when I first came to Grand Rapids, and you know, we're just going, everything's fine. One song starts, I think we were covering like the middle, like Jimmy Eat World, just like peak. And we're going in, everything's fine. Then like a couple clicks in, I can feel like the beater of my kick drum hitting the hoop. And I'm like, that's not supposed to happen. And I look down, batter head of the bass drum has just exploded, just completely gone. And I'm like, well. So we just keep going through the rest of the song. And, you know, we end, and I had a mic by
me at
the time.
Your bass drum just exploded?
Just the front head, just nothing. So I grabbed the mic, and I was like, hey, guys, I gotta flip this around, talk about literally anything. And I blacked out, and I just went, I took the kick drum and just flipped it 180, went back, and we're like, oh, we're good. So I played the rest of the set hitting on the rezzo.
That's a star right there. Cause, I mean,
you gotta do it. You gotta keep going,
like,
man.
So the toms, you're like...
they were self-mounted, like not on the kick drum, luckily. So they can just kind of move out of the side.
Gotcha.
That would be hilarious, though.
Yeah.
We do have some comments coming in. I don't want to ignore them. Cassie says, loving the soap in the mouth version. Karen says, love these guys. And Cassie also chimes in, I was lucky enough to be there when Trev did his audition, and seeing how he's fit into the group has been a true honor. So nice. I gave her a heart emoji.
Thanks, Cass.
All right, let's do this one real quick because I want to talk more about the album and the show. Pre-gig rituals, something you just have to do before you take the stage.
Anyone have one?
Stretch.
Yep.
That's the right answer.
Like it's just one of those things that you're getting up on stage, you're going to be moving a lot, and you're going to be commanding presence, so you want to make sure that you don't pull a muscle or have an injured limb. It's like, last thing you want to do is go up to do a big scream while you're like in a position. Like, oh, there goes my back! So you definitely want to make sure you stretch, drink lots of water, but...
Hydrate, yeah.
I stretch, but I think for me, it's really important to make sure I'm in the right headspace. So sometimes that literally involves going to my car and crying. And I did that before this show because I wanted to call my mom. And I can't because she died about 7 months ago.
Oh,
and Trevor came out.
I remember hearing that.
And Trevor came out and saw me crying and sat in the passenger seat. And we, you know, got through it. And then we went back in and played the show. And it was amazing. And we had a whole crowd there at like 1 a.m. And they were all smiling and having fun. And it was great.
That's awesome.
So that's how that went. My that's pre-show awesome. Ritual is get right in the head, whatever it takes.
Anybody else?
My favorite pre-show thing is bring my guitar on stage. I do that like every show.
Adam, can you talk about the spaceship? Talk about the beautiful setup we have now that you made.
Spaceship? Okay.
Yeah, we've got our rack kit. It's got like all of our amps and mixer. I don't know what there is to say about it.
It's amazing. Our whole show is run from this beautiful box that has all of our amps and stuff in it that is controlled with MIDI. The tuning changes on time automatically. I don't have to have pedals. I don't have to have a wireless box. It's all in the thing. I literally just plug in my guitar and go because he programs all of it for us.
Well, la-ti-da.
I feel like a rock star, and it's because he's worked so hard, and we appreciate it. And now we can just like roll the thing onto Upheaval stage and plug it in, and it's stress-free. Whereas before, I'd be totally stressed carrying around an amp head and plugging stuff in.
All these things,
too many items.
We have burning the show quite a bit, and we still have another song to play. No, this is my fault because I've just been having a great time hanging out with you guys. The new album comes out tomorrow. Pyramid Scheme is a location. It's going to be the balance between album release show, Walking Down Main, Into the Void. Some People's Kids will also be there. Doors open at 7. Everything starts at 8 o'clock. $10 to get in, but it's an all-ages show. So get on out there and have a great time. Congratulations on the new record. Can't wait to hear the whole thing. Let's end with a good one, something better, something you just released, like what, like 2 weeks ago, a week ago?
A week ago.
Yeah, one week ago?
Last Friday was its first all day.
Who's going to talk to me about this one?
Mitch? What about it?
We woke up Mitch. Sorry, man. Something Better, the new single. What is it about, or what is your interpretation about it?
My interpretation of it is that I play bass and I hit the strings really hard and I press a few different places on the fretboard.
I think that helps. Means a lot to people.
Yeah. So you're not like a country bass player where you're just open string the whole time.
No, I totally hit certain frets sometimes, occasionally. As far as the lyrics, I definitely identify with a lot of what are in the lyrics of the song. It's definitely very powerful. I would like one of the two singers to talk about more what it means to them, because they're the ones blasting it out of their lungs, and I would like them to talk about that.
Yeah, it means a lot. I have like this memory that clings on to experiences and surroundings, so I can remember recording the chorus, Something Better, I'm not broken, I'm just hurt, and I'm fucking scared. And I was like having a bad like hypochondria day that day. Like I had to leave, you guys probably remember, I like mysteriously left the studio. And I was like, I have to go do something. And they're like, where's Katie? I'm like, I don't know. I went to urgent care because I thought I was dying. You know, and so then I came back and recorded that chorus. And I was just like, I'm just hurt. I'm fucking scared. I'm like in the vocal booth like. So it's like, it's a good song to just kind of lay it all out there and be like, we're people and it sucks and it's scary. And that's all right to say sometimes.
It's the human process.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. All right, here's Final Confession. Brand new tune, Something Better, from the album Balance Between. Get it as soon as you can. Get on out to the show. Final Confession, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us, man. Thanks.
Here's Something Better on Sessions.